two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Jim DeBacchus conceding in the race for Salt Lake mayor within the past hour. DeBacchus making the concession on Twitter moments after a new tally of returns showed him falling behind Luis Escamilla in the race. I'm Maria Chaleos.
Second, as students prepare to head back to class, the University of Utah announces more than $1 million in safety improvements. The measures include new restrictions on guests visiting the dorms and nighttime security patrols. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
Traffic continues to build with delays in Murray due to a crash at State Street and 4500 South. Right now, two southbound right lanes are blocked, but it's eastbound that has four left and center lanes closed to traffic with only one far right lane open. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny with highs in the mid-90s today, but cooler heading into the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's 94 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family have escaped a small plane that rolled off the end of the runway after landing at the Elizabethton Municipal Airport in Tennessee and burst into flames. Local officials confirm Earnhardt was on the plane along with his wife and child, but say no serious injuries are reported. The NTSB is investigating. Montgomery County Coroner Dr. Kent Harshberger says the Dayton gunman had cocaine and other drugs in his system at the time of this month's mass shooting.
A pipe device was found in his pocket with an attached clear plastic baggie that has been determined to contain cocaine. And the assailant's cavity blood sample was found to contain cocaine.
Harshberger says the gunman who murdered nine people had 52 gunshot wounds from police. President Trump is on his way to New Hampshire for a campaign rally. It was a roller coaster for stocks on Wall Street coming off of yesterday's massive drop. The Dow closed up 100 points. The S&P gained 7 while the NASDAQ dropped 7 points. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's the KSL In-Depth now. Did you feel a little toasty last month? The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration said July was the hottest month on record. Scientists claim man-made climate change is to blame. ABC's Alex Stone is joining us live to break down what the scientists are saying. First of all, Alex, how much hotter was this July compared to previous years?
Well, the average global temperature in July, according to what the federal scientists are saying today, these NOAA scientists, was 1.7 degrees above the average. And that may not sound like a lot, but it does have quite a big impact when it comes to sea ice and to plant growth and to sea temperatures. And there's such an impact with every minuscule amount of the temperature that goes up. So according to the scientists, 1.7 degrees above the average is a pretty substantial increase above that average. But what they found at NOAA was that in the 140 years of record keeping, that they say once again, Earth has had its hottest month ever, that July was the hottest month ever recorded. They say they saw Arctic and Antarctic sea ice shrinking to historic lows, and that 9 of the 10 hottest Julys on record have happened since 2005. Now, this is on the heels of that report we talked about earlier this week that NOAA put out about greenhouse gases at their highest levels in 2018 and some other things. And generally, they don't get too political in their findings. They put the numbers out there. They say these are the numbers that they have, and then they leave it open for debate. If you believe that it is on the man-made side or the other side, that it's a cycle and it's Mother Nature going through those cycles. But they say, here are the numbers, do with them what you will, And the numbers, according to those scientists, are definitely up, and that July was the hottest ever.
It's science, but it's a politically delicate topic. Thank you, ABC's Alex Stone. Live July, the hottest month on record. KSL News Time, 3:49. We have Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. First up, here's Ricky Meese.
If you're making your way southbound on I-15, we do have heavy and slow traffic right through the heart of the valley. It's in spots scattered from the I-80-201 interchange to just past the south interchange. But after that, you're rolling along all the way to Provo. Northbound I-15 filling in, not quite running at posted speeds. Draper up to Midvale. And some slowing. This is eastbound on the south belt. As you're trying to get into those right lanes to transition to southbound I-15, we also have a new accident. Had been partially sticking out into that right lane of traffic. Northbound I-215's west belt at the 201 junction, but we're seeing traffic slowing down westbound on the 201 as you're approaching I-215. Steve?
And we still have that crash on 45th South and State Street in the intersection. That's a rollover crash, blocking two southbound right lanes and four eastbound left lanes. You may want to find an alternate and avoid the area. Northbound 15 slowdowns from downtown up to the north interchange. A little thick there in Davis County to Kaysville to Layton. Southbound I-15, slow Riverdale through Sunset. And crews still cleaning up that crash on 24th Street at 800 West in Ogden. At Lakeview Hospital, the current wait time is only 7 minutes. Text ER to 32222 and get the ER wait times at the Mountain Star Hospital near you. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and your forecast now comes from Dan Guthrie.
Sunshine sticking around for us this afternoon, and highs up around 95 degrees, which is where we topped out yesterday. Cooler air mass will start to push in, though, overnight, and that will actually cool highs by about 5 to 7 degrees for the day on Friday and Saturday, where we'll see them sitting right around 90 degrees. In fact, Friday we'll even get a couple of clouds filtering in to the valley. Saturday we're back to the sunshine, and Sunday back to the sunshine and the heat, with highs returning to the upper 90s. And the sunshine and upper 90s, those will stick around for all of next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's 94 degrees, KSL News Time 3:52.
The Salt Lake Parade of Homes is going on now through August 17th. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, 28 fully furnished amazing homes are yours to experience. The Salt Lake Parade of Homes, open Tuesday through Saturday from noon until 9 p.m. now through August 17th. Regular admission is $20. Save $5 when you use the discount code available at Salt Lake Valley and Tooele Big O Tire Stores. The 2019 Salt Lake Parade of Homes is waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
There's still time for adventure at Ruby's Inn this season. Make your base camp at the mouth of Bryce Canyon National Park and take off horseback riding, ATV riding, and biking through the nearby canyons and forest. Bring your family to Ebenezer's Barn and Grill to enjoy a full cowboy buffet and live country music from Nashville stars, the Bryce Canyon Wranglers. Mosey through old Bryce Town and soar over southern Utah in virtual reality, or hop in a helicopter for the real thing. Make these adventures memories by taking advantage of the end of summer special at Ruby's Inn. Pay for one night at regular price and receive up to 5 additional nights at 30% off. Act fast. This offer is only available for stays from August 19th to September 4th. Reserve your room today and make Ruby's Inn your base camp for adventure by going online to rubiesinn.com and clicking on Hot Deals to save. Don't wait. Go to rubiesinn.com and save with the end of summer special.
My name is Leslie Minson, and I am an interior design student at LDS Business College. This is a place that I can grow both spiritually and in my career. So I'm graduating in the next couple weeks. We have an exhibit, a portfolio exhibit. In 2 weeks, I get to show that off to professionals in the field, and that's all thanks to LDS Business College. I know that opportunities will continue to come because I did the programming.
Apply now.
My name is Asher Field. I'm a Global Supply Chain Management student at LDSBC. LDSBC has really helped me understand my potential, the opportunity you have to learn hard and soft skills. And I think for employment purposes, the LDSBC has the complete package. It's a great learning environment. It's a great way to really understand yourself academically and spiritually. It's always been a dream of mine since a boy, living up in England, and it's opened so many doors for me as a student.
Apply now.
We are watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. What a run for Toy Story 4. The movie's now surpassed $1 billion in worldwide ticket sales. If you're keeping score, it's the fifth Disney movie to hit $1 billion this year. KSL drives a vintage car that some people are calling the world's first Porsche is up for auction. It's a 1939 race car designed by Ferdinand Porsche. Before he started the company, it's expected it'll go for $20 million. The latest from the Postal Service, we lost $1.1 billion last quarter. Among the solutions being tossed around, electronic delivery of your snail mail and cutting back the number of days a week you see the mailman. On Wall Street, a mixed bag today. The Dow jumped 99 points. The S&P 500 rose 6, but the NASDAQ composite fell 7 points. All of this after yesterday's nosedive. KSL News Time 355. It's time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU's offense last year was in the bottom 50 teams of college football for explosive plays. Now, explosive plays consist of 10-plus yards rushing, 15-plus yards in the passing game. So far this fall camp, the Cougar offense has been explosive early and often, but head coach Kalani Sitake isn't satisfied.
I think there's explosive potential, but it's like Will Ferrell's cowbell. I can never have enough explosiveness.
I gotta have more cowbell.
One of those things that, hey, where there are explosive plays, I just think there can always be more, right? So until we get every one of them that I probably won't be happy until then.
I gotta have more cowbell.
The Cougar offense will look to give Kalani Sitake more cowbell in day 14 of fall camp practices this evening in Provo. Post-practice coverage can be found on KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.